రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కెంటో 1 చాప్టర్ 14 టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 5 అండ్ 6. కెంటో 1 చాప్టర్ 15 టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 5 అండ్ 6. అర్జున ఉవాచ.
అర్జున వాచ.
వంచితోహం మహారాజ.
వంచితోహం మహారాజ.
వంచితోహం మహారాజ.
వంచితోహం మహారాజ.
హరిణా బంధురూపిణ. ఏన మే పహృతం తేజో.
ఏన మే పరంత తేజో.
ఏన మే పహృతం తేజో.
ఏన మే పరహంతం తిజో.
దేవ విస్మాపనం మహాత్.
దేవ విస్మాపనం మహాత్.
దేవ విస్మాపనం మహాత్.
దేవ విస్మాపరం మహాంత్.
అర్జున ఉవాచ.
అర్జున వాచ.
అర్జున సెడ్.
అర్జున సెడ్.
వంచిత.
వంచిత.
లెఫ్ట్ బై హిమ్.
లెఫ్ట్ బై హిమ్.
అహం.
అహం.
మై సెల్ఫ్.
మై సెల్ఫ్.
మహారాజ.
మహారాజ.
ఓ కింగ్.
ఓ కింగ్.
హరిణా.
హరిణా.
బై ద పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్.
బై ద పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్.
బంధు రూపేణ.
బంధు రూపేణ.
యాజ్ ఇఫ్ ఎన్ ఇంటిమేట్ ఫ్రెండ్.
యాజ్ ఇఫ్ ఎన్ ఇంటిమేట్ ఫ్రెండ్.
ఏన.
ఏన.
బై హూమ్.
బై హూమ్.
మే.
మీ.
మే.
మే.
మై.
మై.
అప్రతం.
అప్రతం.
ఐ హావ్ బీన్ బెరెఫ్ట్.
ఐ హావ్ బీన్ బెరెఫ్ట్.
తేజ.
తేజ.
పవర్.
పవర్.
దేవ.
దేవ.
ద దేవతాస్.
ద దేవతాస్.
విస్మా పరం పనం.
విస్మాపరం పరం.
అస్టానిషింగ్.
అస్టానిషింగ్.
మహత్.
మహత్.
అస్టౌండింగ్.
అస్టౌండ్.
అర్జున సెడ్ ఓ కింగ్ ద సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్ హరి హూ ట్రీటెడ్ మీ ఎగ్జాక్ట్లీ లైక్ ఎన్ ఇంటిమేట్ ఫ్రెండ్ హెస్ లెఫ్ట్ మీ అలోన్ దస్ మై అస్టౌండింగ్ పవర్ విచ్ అస్టానిష్డ్ ఈవెన్ ద దేవతాస్ ఇస్ నో లాంగర్ విత్ మీ సో ప్లీజ్ రిపీట్ Arjuna said,
Arjuna said,
O King,
O King,
the Supreme Personality of Godhead Hari,
the Supreme Personality of God, Godhead Hari,
who treated me exactly like an intimate friend,
who treated me exactly like an intimate friend,
has left me alone,
has left me alone.
Thus my astounding power,
thus my astounding power,
which astonished even the devatas,
which astonished even the devatas,
is no longer with me,
is no longer with me.
Log in again or you check your speakers because everything is working fine here. In the Bhagavad Gita 10.41, the Lord says, anyone specifically powerful and opulent in wealth, strength, beauty, knowledge and all that is materially desirable is to be considered but a product of an insignificant portion of the complete whole of my energy. No one therefore can be independently powerful in any measure without being endowed by the Lord. When the Lord descends on the earth along with His eternal, ever-liberated associates, He not only displays the divine energy possessed by Himself, but also empowers His associates, devotees, with the required energy to execute His mission of incarnation. It is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita 4.5 that the Lord and His eternal associates descend on the earth many times, but the Lord remembers all the different roles of incarnations, whereas the associates, by His supreme will, forget them. Similarly, the Lord takes away with Him all His associates when He disappears from the earth. The power and energy which were bestowed upon Arjuna were required for fulfillment of the mission of the Lord. But when his mission was fulfilled, the emergency powers were withdrawn from Arjuna, because the astounding powers of Arjuna, which were astonishing even to the denizens of heaven, were no longer required. And they were not meant for going back home, back to Godhead. If endowment of powers and withdrawal of powers by the Lord are possible, even for a great devotee like Arjuna, or even the devatas in heaven, then what to speak of the ordinary living beings who are but figs compared to such great souls? The lesson is therefore that no one should be puffed up for his powers borrowed from the Lord. The sane man should rather feel obliged to the Lord for such benefactions, and must utilize such power for the service of the Lord. Such power can be withdrawn at any time by the Lord, so the best use of such power and opulence is to engage them in the service of the Lord. We'll take number 6. Yasya kshana viyogena.
Yasya kshana viyogena.
Loko hi apriya darshanaha.
Loko hi apriya darshana.
Uktena rahito hi esha.
Uktena rahito hi esha.
Mrataka prochate yatha.
Mrataka prochate yatha.
I just lost him whose separation for a moment would render all the universes unfavorable and void, like bodies without life. Purport. Factually, for a living being, there is no one dearer than the Lord. The Lord expands himself by innumerable parts and parcels as Swamsha and Vibhinnamsha. Paramatma is the Swamsha part of the Lord, whereas the Vibhinnansha parts are the living beings. As the living being is the important factor in the material body, for without the living being, the material body has no value. Similarly, without Paramatma, the living being has no status quo. Similarly, Brahman or Paramatma has no locus standi without the Supreme Lord Krishna. This is thoroughly explained in the Bhagavad Gita. They are all interlinked with one another, or interdependent factors. Thus, in the ultimate issue, the Lord is the summum bonum, and therefore the vital principle of everything. Om agyanati mirandasya gyananjana shalakaya chakshurun militam yena tasmai shri gurve namaha namam vishnu padaya krishna prishthaya bhutale shrimate jay pataka swaminiti namine namam vishnu padaya krishna prishthaya bhutale shrimate bhaktivedanta swaminiti namine नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे हरे अर्जुन उवाच वंचितोऽहं महाराज हरिणा बन्धुरूपिणा येन मे अप्रहतं तेजो देवविस्मापनं महत् अर्जुन सेड ओ किंग द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड एड हरि हु ट्रीटेड मी एग्जैक्टली लाइक एन इंटीमेट फ्रेंड हैज लेफ्ट मी अलोन दस माय अस्टॉन्डिंग पावर विच अस्टॉनिश्ड इवन द देवताज इज नो लॉन्गर विथ मी यस्य क्षणा वियोगेन लोको हि अप्रियदर्शनः उक्तेन रहितो हि एष मृतकः प्रोच्यते यथा आई जस्ट लॉस्ट हिम हु सेपरेशन फॉर ए मोमेंट वुड रेंडर ऑल द यूनिवर्सेस अनफेवरेबल एंड वॉइड लाइक बॉडीज विदाउट लाइफ नाउ वी सी अर्जुना इज स्पीकिंग फॉर द फर्स्ट टाइम. So far he was just standing there with his head down, and Maharaj Yudhishthira was going on asking him so many things about everything in Dwarka, and then he started asking him personal questions, and then he speculated so many things. Your situation is like this because of this and this and this, like that. So now finally he asked about Krishna, and Arjuna is now revealing his, the reason for his being like that. So he says, I just lost him. And he's saying that, you know, all he's acknowledging, that's the most important thing, he's acknowledging that all his power, which was astounding and astonishing even for the Devatas, because he fought with everybody. And then they gave him so many weapons. Different Devatas gave him different weapons. And he defeated them. So he was so powerful. And then, now he says, all my power has gone. So Srila Prabhupada explains that all the power, the intelligence, you know, Krishna says, he gives us the intelligence and the forgetfulness and remembrance and everything. So we must, even if we achieve something, first of all, we hardly achieve anything. Sometimes, you know, somebody may achieve something. So the first thing is that he or she should acknowledge that that achievement is because of Krishna. It's Krishna who gave that intelligence. People say, oh, the scientists invented such and such thing. So the next question is, who gave them the intelligence? Oh, no, he's self-intelligent. No, come on. There's nothing like self-intelligence. How can it be? Then why he had to go to college and do so many research and all that, if he's self-intelligent? So, okay, he did some hard work, but then the even with the hard work, there are so many people, right? So many people who are doing equal hard work or more hard work. But not everybody is succeeding. So we must always, always acknowledge, you know, this. The very few people acknowledge that. I remember there's one tennis player, Arthur Ashe. When he got cancer, everybody wrote to him, oh, we pray to God, and, you know, may you become all right, and, you know, we have all our sympathy with you, and so on. So he wrote, he said, when I was a number one tennis player in the world, none of you came and told me anything. So he says, he acknowledged, he says, it's all given by God, you know. So if God can give me all the good things, God can also punish me. I must have done something. That is what is required. Whenever something goes wrong, we should straightway look into the mirror and point a finger at ourselves. Because all this karmic reaction, Krishna has nothing to do with it. Krishna says, I am not involved. This all arrangements are done. Like the president of a country, he doesn't go into each and every case. There's a system, right, for reward and punishment. If you cross a red light, it's not that now Obama has to come and, you know, or Manmohan Singh has to come and give you a ticket. No, there's already system. But yes, the system, that is the difference between a system here and system there. Our system is corrupt, you know. Our system is very corrupt. We don't even rely on the presidents and the prime ministers anymore. But for remaining in power, they can do anything. But the system there is not corrupt. The system, the law of Krishna, the law of nature is perfect. So Arjuna immediately acknowledges that I lost all my power because of Krishna has withdrawn. And Prabhupada says that all these associates of Krishna, they were given special powers by Krishna to execute some task. Arjuna was given the task to kill so many demons or demoniac people. And so when that job was done, Krishna withdrew the power. Because now, for going back to Godhead, you don't require all that. All you require is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. If you keep chanting that and then leave the body, then your life is perfect. And for that you don't require anything, right? For chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra or just chanting Krishna's names or just calling Krishna at the time of leaving the body, you don't require big car, big mansion, big anything, you know. No power required. So that is what Arjuna knew and is acknowledging. And he is saying in the next one, that the 15.6, he says, Kshana, a moment, Viyogena, Viyog. Sanskrit, you know that Viyog, we hear that. Yoga means to link, Viyoga means to separate. Viyogena lokaha. Loka means all the universes. Apriya darshanaha. The moment there is separation, everything looks apriya. Priya means dear, apriya means not dear, not favorable. Darshanaha. Darshana means to see. So everything appears not so good. Ukthena, by life. Rahitaha, being devoid, rahitaha. You might have heard this word, rahitaha. Devoid of. Sahita means you are having, and rahita means not having, devoid of. Eshaha, all these bodies, mritakaha. So, everybody is there, but it's just like a dead body. Are designated as it were. Yatha is as it were. So Arjuna says, there is no life. Why am I living now? The whole life was dedicated to Krishna, and now Krishna himself is not there, so what is the big deal? So these are all, this is how, why I am emphasizing, but these are the symptoms of a devotee. And this proves that Arjuna was a devotee. And now he continues, he is not going to stop here, he is going to tell more things and how he got defeated and so on. And so we will continue. Today we would like to stop here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.